Puss in Boots. Once upon a time, there was a miller who lived with his three sons. The miller was old and poor. He had got a mill, a donkey, and a cat. One day, he called his sons and said, "I've got some presents for you." He gave his oldest son the mill. He gave his middle son the donkey, and he gave his youngest son the cat. The youngest son's name was Jack. He was very sad because he had got the cat. "What can I do with a cat?" he said. "I can't eat it. I can't sell it." The cat looked at Jack. "I can talk. I can help you," he said. Jack was surprised. "Wow, you are a cat and you can talk. How can you help me?" he asked. "Bring me a bag, a hat and a pair of boots, please," answered the cat. Jack gave a bag, a hat and a pair of boots to the cat. The cat put on the hat and the boots. "My name is Puss in Boots. Please wait here now," he said. Then he went to the forest. He put some carrots in the bag. He left the bag on the ground and started waiting behind a tree. After a short time, a fat rabbit got into the bag. Puss in Boots took the bag quickly and caught the rabbit. "I should go to the king's palace now," he said. He took the rabbit to the king. "Hello, my king," said Puss in Boots. "This present is for you. It's from a handsome prince. He is the Marquis of Carabas." "Oh, this is nice. Please give my thanks to the Marquis," said the king. He liked the present. Puss in Boots came home. He told Jack about the rabbit and the king. "You are not Jack now. You are the Marquis of Carabas," he said. A few days later, Puss in Boots and Jack went on a picnic by the river. They saw the king in his carriage. Puss in Boots had got an idea. He looked at Jack and said, "Take off your clothes and jump into the river. Be quick." Jack got into the water. Puss in Boots hid his clothes under a rock. The king's carriage was closer to Jack now. Puss in Boots stopped the carriage.
"Help! The Marquis of Carabas is in the river. He is drowning," he cried.
"It's the cat. Go quickly and help the Marquis," shouted the king.
The king's servants took Jack out of the water.
"My king," said Puss in Boots, "the robbers have stolen the prince's clothes. The prince hasn't got any clothes now."
The king looked at his servants and said, "Give the golden suit to the Marquis." Jack put on the golden suit. He was very handsome now.
"Thank you, my king. You are very kind," he said.
"Come to the carriage, please. I can take you to your house, and you can meet the princess," said the king. Jack got in the carriage. He sat right opposite the princess. The princess smiled at him. Jack fell in love with the princess. Puss in Boots ran as fast as he could. He came to a big field. There were workers in the field.
"Listen to me," said Puss in Boots loudly. "The king is coming here. Tell him you are working for the Marquis of Carabas."
After a short time, the carriage came to the field. The king saw the workers.
"Workers, who are you working for?" he asked.
"We are working for the Marquis of Carabas.
This is his field," answered the workers.
"The Marquis is very rich," thought the king. Puss in Boots came to a big castle. A bad ogre lived in the castle. Puss in Boots knocked on the door. The ogre opened the door and looked at the cat.
"Hello, great ogre," said Puss in Boots. "People say you can do magic. Can you turn yourself into an animal?"
"Yes, I can," said the ogre. "Come in."
"Wow, can you show me?" asked Puss in Boots.
"Okay, watch me," answered the ogre.
Then he turned himself into a big lion. He had got a big head and sharp teeth. He walked around the room. Puss in Boots was terrified.
"Great ogre, I'm scared," he said. "Can you turn yourself into a small animal, please?"
"Yes, I can," roared the ogre.
He turned himself into a small mouse. Puss in Boots caught the mouse quickly and ate it. This was the end of the bad ogre. The carriage came to the castle. Puss in Boots ran to the door.
"Welcome, my king," he cried.
The king was surprised. He looked at Jack and asked, "Is this your castle?" But Jack didn't answer. Puss in Boots stood in front of the king and said,
"This is the castle of the Marquis of Carabas. Please come in, my king."
The king, the princess, Jack, and Puss in Boots came to the dining room. They had dinner together. After dinner, the king said,
"You are very handsome and rich, the Marquis of Carabas. You can marry the princess."
The next day, Jack and the princess got married. Jack was very happy. He hugged Puss in Boots and said,
"Thank you. You are a good friend."
From then on, Puss in Boots, Jack, and the princess lived in the castle happily.